Last Sunday, Pope Benedict XVI announced his plans to travel to the African countries of Cameroon and Angola this coming March to make public his exhortation after the Second Synod of Bishops of Africa and to mark the 500th anniversary of Angola's evangelization. This is the Holy Father's first trip to Africa. The Archbishop of Abuja, Nigeria, John Onyekan, spoke with Philippa Hitchin about the importance of the Pope's visit and also about the upcoming Synod of Bishops.
We who are keeping close to his utterances know that he has Africa very much at heart, so the announcement was very much a welcome one. The visit to Cameroon, he said, is there he intends to promulgate the Instrumentum Laboris of the African Synod. So he puts that visit in the context of the Second African Synod. And it's interesting about Angola to celebrate the 500 years of evangelization in that land, and in this regard, the story of Angola and that of Mozambique are parallel.
As you say, he will be looking ahead to the Second Synod on Africa, a synod focused very much on the role of the Church in promoting justice, peace and reconciliation. You've been involved, haven't you, for several years already in preparing for this important synod?
I was involved for several years in following up what happened after the First African Synod, and we thought we hadn't finished that job, that chapter, when the late Pope John Paul II, quietly, for a lot of people, like a surprise, says the second one is coming. But the moment the announcement was made, it became quite logical, especially in the context of the fact that synods have now become a normal way of moving the church forward. And there's no doubt that the church in Africa needs to be moved forward.